transmission.
It's 7:52 p.m. That is, of course, local time where you are. If you check your clock right now, you'll notice that it's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. It's a beautiful day, and I don't mean it's sunny and nice. I mean it's overcast and it was rainy. And that means we need to go look for mushrooms and motts. But first, of course, we do have to get our How's That Games of the Day started. And today's game is between our two teams that have only lost once, and that would be Zeptar and Pippa. So let's get this game started, and we always start with a coin flip to determine who bats first. Zeptar will be heads, Pippa will be tails, and here comes the flip. It's not a good flip. Oh, we have a coin that fell on one of my power cords. So, okay, let's try that again. The flip. It's a good flip. It is tails. So, Pippa bats first. Let's start up the game here. Do-do-do-do-do. Pa-cow. All right, which team will bat first? Pippa. My P key does not want to work. P-I-P-P-A. And who will field? Zeptar. Boom, boom, boom. And we're off. Here comes the first ball for Pippa. No run. Second ball. Ooh, boundary four. All right. Third ball. No run. Fifth ball. Ooh, that's a hit for one run. And give me that last ball. Oh, another run. So, at the top of the second over, Pippa is 6-0. Oh, and there's a first ball that over. She hits a 3. Oh, and there's a 6. All right, so let me go put my socks on. And we're going to go out somewhere and look for dudes. So, as I put on my socks here, I'll grab my car keys. Put my camera in my pocket in case we find anything to take pictures of. Take a sip of tea. Okay, where are we at this game? Pippa is still up. The 11th over is just beginning. She is 93-3. Has 93 runs and only 3 outs. So she's looking pretty good. I want to go out and look for mushrooms. So I think we're going to go out to, we went to OPPD yesterday. We went to Heron Haven the day before that. So let's go out to the secret mushroom grounds. Is it going to be too muddy? I think we're going to risk the mud today. So let's head out there. Take one more sip of tea. And we're ready to go. Let's count it down with me, shall we? 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am, standing underneath the high power lines. And I'm standing on a path, but it's too muddy for me to walk on. It's wet. There's tracks. There's different kinds of tracks. I've got Mati tracks, obviously. And I've got... Are these deer tracks? I lost them. Very small deer tracks, apparently. It's pretty wet out here. There's probably going to be standing water. There's probably going to be lots of mud to slip around and fall down in. So, I think we're going to do this anyway. Just because I need some adventure. I need some moving around, because I'm a little messed up today, but not too bad. I just need to get out here, do some exercise, and generally win. I'm standing over the log where we saw that snake, and here's one of my bicycle reflectors.
do I want it? Yeah, I guess I gotta pick it up. And there's little tiny mushrooms on this log. Really, really, really tiny. Oh, there used to be oysters on this log, but oh well, let's just keep moving. I've picked up the bicycle reflector. Oh, it's too muddy here. I have put it in my pocket. I'm looking at the drainage thing. There's mati tracks and raccoon tracks. All right. The funny thing is when I was driving over here, I saw a marmot. Everywhere I go, I got to see matis. And there was a mati sitting there on the edge of the road. And I rolled down my window and I said, "I sees you, mati." And he said, "No, you don't." And I was like, "What? You know, that's not a legitimate stealth technique. Denial does not negate the viewer's visual acuity." And the marmot said, "Prove it." And that's when I had to drive on. Okay. I'm hitting a muddy spot here and trying to find a good place to walk. Trying not to get my shoes too muddy because I don't want to slip and fall down. Like I said before, it's a beautiful day. It's overcast. Here's some... Oh, these are raccoon tracks. Raccoon tracks in the mud. That's one good reason for finding a muddy place to go. It's easier to find tracks of all your favorite dudes. So, where did the tracks go? I don't know. Anyway, so here we are. This is another spot where we look down into the creek for matis. I don't see any. Where's all my matis today? Oh, and look at this. Here's some tracks, too. What is that? Oh, that is definitely mati tracks. Going the opposite direction. Oh, such good tracks. You can see his little claw marks and everything. These are pretty fresh tracks, too. I mean, like, really pretty fresh tracks within the last couple of hours. Like, last 2 hours tops. And he's not moving very fast. Oh, these are good mati tracks. All right. So I'm continuing to walk up the trail here. And here's some more tracks. This is a lope. Should I be taking pictures of mati tracks? No. And see, here's those deer tracks again. Very small deer tracks, like baby deer time. Ooh. I'm trying to walk on the side of the path, but it's just as slippery. And I put on my other shorts, my cargo shorts, today, hoping that maybe they'll fall down less than my blue shorts. But they're pulling me down just because I got my wallet in my pants pocket and I got my camera. Everything I own is so heavy because gravity is dumb. All right. So, looking down into the creek, I see no matis, but I'm still looking. Okay, whew. I hate it when it gets too muddy because then it gets difficult to walk around. I realize that may not make too much sense to people, but if you walk around a lot, you know what I'm talking about. Alright, so lots of squirrel middens around here. Little piles of tiny squirrel poops. And now I'm in a trackless part of the path, so I'm just gonna walk on it. I need to look forward. I need to find some kind of dudes. What kind of dudes are we gonna find today? I don't know. That's why we have to go out and look. It rained so good, I'm happy. Ugh, I just walked through a web, I'm not happy. What was I gonna say? Webs, webs, webs. Oh, here's some perfect little squirrel tracks. Wow, this is a good day for tracks. There's a lot of bugs jumping around. Hip, hip, hooray. Here's some more squirrely tracks next to some squirrely poops. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to walk up this hill. Okay, so while we're walking, let's talk about football. Third week of Premier League football just got done. And, well, two things. Leicester City finally won. That's good. They lost their first game, tied their second game. And now they've won their game, so yay, they're the champions from last year. And Manchester United has won all of their games, so they're back in form. Maybe they'll make it back to the Champions League this year. That would be great. Wow, there was a lot of water in here. The creek is really, well, it's not high, but it was, and you can see the high water mark, and it's like, wow. That'd have been dangerous. There's a whole bunch of Caprinus down there. And I'm walking into another Mati zone, so I'm scanning for Mats. And let's see, what else? Oh yeah. Whoa, web, web, web. I need a web stick. There's no sticks around here. Oh, too late, it's already stuck to me. Okay. Always with the webs. Yeah, so anyway, so Zlatan Ibrahimovic is fitting in well. Kind of knew he would. And I don't know if anybody remembers me talking about Jose Mourinho possibly becoming the Manchester United manager. Well, that did in fact happen. And I think it's a little funny, but you know, whatever. Jose Mourinho. Yeah, oh, muddy area. Mud, mud, mud. Don't want to be muddy. Okay, so let's look for Mats. And that's the football update. This coming up weekend is the first international break. And so we'll have no Premier League games, but we'll have other games. And blah, blah, blah. God damn, there's a lot of webs today. Oh, Web City. Face web and everything. This is no good. I need a better web stick. Now my pants are trying to fall down. And now we're into the, oh crap, super muddy zone. Okay, so how am I going to traverse this? Oh, ankle webs. Some spider just tried to trip me. It's very humid, but it's not very hot, which is good, but the humidity is starting to get to me a little bit. Just gotta try to stay cool here, but now I've got to adjust my hairpiece, not my hairpiece, my headgear. Here's a log with a bunch of weird growth on it. That'll become something cool. Alright, hang on a second. What we could really use now is a nice breeze. The humidity is actually worse than I thought. Ugh. But anyway, let's just keep going, see if we can find some mushrooms up here. And maybe some matis. This is, I'm approaching the pit of despair. and I can see down into there, kinda. It's a lot of overgrowth, so you can't see much of anything, but that doesn't mean we're not looking. I'm looking at holes in the wall of the valley, the pit of despair. Walking around wet spots, man, the path is very narrow just because everything has grown. Okay, here's some logs. Well, this log on which we usually find Caprinus, we got nothing. That log behind it, that where we damn, that was a close one. I almost walked into a massive web with spiders and everything on it. I want this stick. And there's a squirrel giving me some guff up there. Okay. This web, I don't want it in my face. There we go. But that log where we found the foliota, there's nothing. Well, I take that back. There is something growing out the side, but it's not perfect. Here's some weird old stuff on this log. Nothing photogenic enough for me to be concerned with, however. Man, I got spider webs everywhere. Ooh, what is this? What is this on this tree? Oh, this is an old oyster mushroom. You know what happened is a bunch of oysters popped out here in this past, 4 or 5 days. We missed them. That day that we were in the dead birch forest finding nothing, we should have been over here finding tons of stuff. All right, well, there isn't much more to do. We need to, I guess, keep going. And we'll go up to this marmot den. But this marmot den is covered with fallen branches. And then that ivy grew all over the fallen branches. Oh, heavy mud. And so now we can't see the mati den, thanks to, here's a bunch of squirrel tracks. Oh, there's a bun. Hi, bun. You know, there's so much ivy over there. And the mud is so bad. Should I keep going? This is probably a bad idea, but I don't want to turn around, strangely enough. We're going to go out the short way, so to speak. Can I get up this hill? Yes, we're good. Okay, I'm standing right next to the marmot den now. And yeah, there's nothing. I found some bunny tracks of that bunny that was just hanging out up here. Bunny tracks. This is a good day for tracking. We saw mati tracks, raccoon tracks, deer tracks, squirrel tracks, and bunny tracks. It's a good tracking day. Here's some more tracks. That's a squirrel. It has started to rain. Just a little bit. Oh, here's some tracks. What are these? That might be... And there's a tail drag. Ha! That's possum tracks. You can tell by the bulbous toes and the tail drag marks. All right. I've come to the little access road that the park employees use. Cutting back across it. We're going to get back on the path and head out of here by the other path, the one that we so rarely take. I'm trying to think, can we avoid mud on the way back, or am I going to be caked with mud? I have a feeling no matter what happens, we're going to be caked with mud. So there's nothing to do but to just deal with it. So all the mud that was on my shoes now just picked up lots of rocks and gravel. And now when I walk, all the gravel gets flicked off my shoes and it keeps hitting me, and I keep thinking somebody's throwing gravel at my ankles. Why would someone do that? Who knows? Okay. There's a lot of bugs out today. So I'm walking down what is pretty much the return path, looking at logs, not finding anything in the way of mushrooms. And then there's this secret turkey dip right over here where turkeys like to hide. Don't see any turkeys today. That's usually a spring thing. And I'm managing to walk on the side of the path. Oh, here's a mushroom down in here. But between having to carry the web stick and this equipment, that's just making my pants fall down. Because now I can't hold my pants up. Here's some more tracks. Some big, big tracks of where somebody was walking their dog. A fairly large dog. Judging by the fairly large dog tracks. The ground's too soft. I can't get good grip. This is a web area, and my web stick just broke for the last time. Getting a new web stick. Okay. It is raining. I might have to turn off my equipment and stop recording if it starts to rain much harder than this. So if I suddenly reappear back in the studio, you'll know what has happened. I need to put down this stupid web stick so I can pull up my pants. Because my pants are about to fall down. Okay. Now, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, Tobe, why don't you just wear a belt? Or, why don't you get suspenders? Well, because that just makes the problem worse. The problem being that I have clothes which act as insulation touching my body. And when I am insulated, then I get hot. And when I get hot, I get sick. And so you're probably asking yourself, really? A belt? Yeah. Whew, I'm not doing super great right now either. The humidity is much worse than I thought. I wish the wind would blow. I need to get back to my car. Am I gonna pass out? Well, we're gonna find out. And suspenders are worse, because then suspenders rub up against my shoulders, create friction on my shoulders, and I'm toast. So, yeah, the real question is, Tobe, why don't you just buy some clothes that fit instead of wearing clothes that are two or three sizes too big? It's like, no, can't wear clothes that fit because that will make me sick. The whole, oh, my clothes are too big, is actually the solution to the problem, ironically enough. And look at this, this is some more, these are most assuredly possum tracks. Wow, very cool. This is an awesome tracks day. It's so muddy. I heard a sound. Was that something moving up there? Or was that sound just rain hitting leaves? I don't know. And I'm getting way too hot. Yeah, it's only about, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. But the humidity is at a good 100, 110%. Maybe 115%. Oh, yeah. Oh, yo. Alright, so I'm still walking along here. I found some more tracks, but they are dog tracks, and they are a different dog than we saw before. So, yeah, yay, hooray for dogs. Man. Was I gonna go to the store today? What did I... Oh yeah, I needed to get some oil. I think that can wait, though. Obviously, I've walked into the cicada area. Oh, and it's getting to be that time of year when I really, really hate listening to cicadas. Alright, I'm ditching the web stick. I'm pretty much out in the clear. There's two little parking lots on this side of the area, the upper and a lower. And now I have returned to the upper parking lot, but I parked in the lower. So, we're still walking. These paths that are around in here form one big loop, and they turn back on each other a couple of times. So you can't get lost. And you can always get back to where you started. Wow, I just walked into this little area and it's super hot. Why is it hotter here than everywhere else? Oh, and there's little puddles of standing water everywhere. It's annoying because it's muddy. And I don't want to get any mud in my house. Check my shoes here. Yeah, my shoes are actually not too bad. So if we can just avoid any kind of mud disaster here in the last 50 meters of our walk, we'll be good. Okay. I'm getting rid of the stick. Now I can pull my pants up. Yeah, here's some little squirrely tracks in the path. And we are head back out towards my car. Oh, now I'm kind of regretting coming out here. I thought it was going to be nice and cool, and it was until I got warmed up. And now the humidity is killing me, the heat index. Okay, where the heck are my keys? This is annoying. Somebody dumped a child's bed here. Here's the box springs. Here's the mattress, because they couldn't be bothered to dispose of them properly. All right. Whew, we gotta go home. I gotta cool off. So, I've returned to my car. Let's go home and check the scores, the results of the game, and get cooled off. In 3, 2, 1, 0. And we're back in the studio. And it's time to check the results of today's How's That tournament game between, oh, who was it? It was Zeptar and Pippa, if I remember correctly. And let's take a look at the computer. And holy cats, Pippa put up a total of 435 runs. I do believe that's a record for number of runs scored. And, oh, even though Zeptar put up a hell of a fight, he was at 368 with one out left when he hit the ball, and it was caught. So he was out. Final result, Pippa, total runs, 435. Zeptar, total runs, 368. Also an awesome score, but Pippa wins by 67 runs. So Pippa will play Petey Boy to see who wins. But we're going to put that off until tomorrow because I am running out of time. My name's Tobe. You're listening to DGC. Tune in tomorrow. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.